Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Hoosier baseball and softball, a perfect 6-0 this past weekend. Jeff Mercer's crew set a new venue record out at the Bard Sunday with its 22nd win, 22-1 now, in beating Ohio University 9-2 yesterday, thus becoming the first Big Ten 9 to reach the 30-win plateau on the campaign. Indiana outscored Ohio U in the three-game sweep, 35-12. Its fourth series sweep of the season, its seventh straight weekend series, which includes five home series wins in a row. 30-11, 9-3, and hosting Maryland, who's 8-4 in league play. Terps come in Friday for a crucial three-game series. Meanwhile, Shonda Stanton's softball queens, they completed their road three-game sweep at Rutgers Sunday, winning 5-4, improving to 12-5 in the Big Ten. They're tied for second with Nebraska.
I think all three games we scored in the first inning, you know, putting up numbers. We were super selective and patient at the plate. Won a ball game with only five runs. Super proud of our ball club to take three on the road.
Yeah, bouncing back the right way after losing five in a row. Shonda Stanton and the softball queens, they're 34-15 overall. Reds on the radio tonight. They haven't won a game in a week. Pre-game tonight at 6:40. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, the first three picks come Thursday night. Anyone's guess. Sure, things can happen between now and Thursday at 8 o'clock. The only thing we do know, that Carolina picks first, and their new head coach is former Colts head man Frank Reich. Those are known facts. So here are the Colts. They pick four Thursday night. Stay put, take a quarterback, trade up. Well, if it's a quarterback, who do you take a gamble on? Colts general manager Chris Ballard, you know, he's been through a few of these. It's going to be interesting, the approach, especially now with an offensive mind on board and head coach Shane Steichen.
I think we're all guessing. I really do. Now, team need and all that plays into it. And you don't know, like, everybody's draft board's a little different. Who we have ranked high, they might not have ranked high. So you don't know that. We're not in those draft rooms. So, no, we line them up, and how they fall is how we take. Just look at the mock drafts and tell me how accurate they are.
As Colts general manager Chris Ballard, we've waited this long. I guess we can wait four more days, huh? Reds on the radio tonight. You know they've not won a game since last Monday. Six straight losses. They host Texas for a three-game set. Pre-game, Tommy Thrall at 6:40 tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.